This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. That's Adrian Chenault. And it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Holy mackerel, do we have a show for you today? I have been looking forward to this for years. I have been intimidated by this guy. I have been in awe of him. I have read his book till the pages fell out. This is one of his original Slight Edge books. I love Jeff Olson. And I am telling you, the guy has done some giant things in network marketing prior to the last 7 years, but the last 7 years have really been a run of the cards for him, and they gave him all he could take, and he just absolutely never gave up and won a victory for this profession at a level you would not believe. I love this guy, Adrian, and I'm telling you what, I'm proud to have him on this show. What do you think?
I agree completely. This is a huge moment, and what a year and what a defining case it was, and so very, very excited.
Welcome, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thank you. It's great to be here. I appreciate the offer. Thank you.
Congratulations, man. I am telling you, I've never seen anything like it, and because I've been on the ANMP board for so long, and a lot of those guys kind of think they know what's going on, I had a lot of people talking to me about, you know, what they thought the outcome of that case was going to be. And I don't know that anybody thought you were going to walk out of there with a 100% win. And you did it because you believed in what you were doing before they even went after you. And you never wavered from what you knew was true. I love you. So talk about it a little bit. How's it feel? Yeah, just people are popping in like crazy because they want to hear from you. What happened?
We lost him for a second.
We lost you for a second, but he's back. So Jeff, how you feeling? Are you happy or out of that and able to go build your company again?
But obviously, that day was a very emotional day for me and my entire legal team, the whole office that went through it, and especially the field that stayed true to us. I always believed, if they followed the facts and the law, we should win. But you're still in a court system. You know, this was a judge. It's a Clinton-appointed judge. She's a good judge, but she's a liberal and she's a Democrat, which I have no problems against that. And she's a consumer advocate and all that stuff. But if the FTC was picking a judge, it would have been her, quite honestly, to try this case. But she really did. She's known for going by the law. She's known by being detailed, and she did that, and she saw through everything. She took her time in the ruling, and came back with a ruling that was proper. The most frustrating thing about this entire ruling is everything that she cites in the ruling, and if you read her ruling, it's very comprehensive. It's very detailed. It's very factual, because you can't appeal facts. You can always appeal application of law. So it's very well written. And everything she cites, all the statistics, and there's a lot of statistics in there that she cites, the FTC knew 5.5 years ago. But they don't care. They just kept coming because that's not, they're not trying. They're trying to change the way this industry operates by pressuring companies to agree to things that aren't based on law, but they're based on people giving in to things that they want them to do. That are, they call that fencing in. I can talk about that later. And we fought with them all the way through that, and to have seen her have heard it so well, paid attention to it, and wrote a ruling that really, for the first time, really, that is based on the law and has one of the most prestigious judges writing it. We, as an industry, for the first time, kind of have a boundary that we can operate by. So it was very satisfying for me, because through the process, there's a lot of things they tried to get us to do that some of them I could have done, but it have been really bad for the industry. But because of our model, we could probably has survived it, but it would have been terrible for the industry. I can speak to that later on. But I didn't want to do that. And so when we made decision to finally go all the way, it's a tough decision because, you know, they make it very clear when you're sitting down with them, they make it very clear that you won't survive the battle, that you probably won't even get to court because of all the collateral damage. They're actually pretty arrogant about that when they talk to you.
Well, and when you're $1 million into it.
Yeah, millions.
You know, that's a little. Then it's five. Then it's 10. Then it's 15.
Yeah.
Then it's 20. Then it's 23. And the people that are, you're surrounded by, they're going, do you really want to keep this thing going? We are spending a lot of money. And the integrity of this guy, he didn't blink. He said, yeah, we're right. We're going to win. And we're staying the course. And the only way we lose is if we settle. And I am telling you what, all companies should be doing a GoFundMe and saying thank you with their money and putting their money where their mouth is, Jeff, because you, I am telling you, you set precedent. It's been a long time since anything happened in this profession. I think you said 1983, but it's been a long time since that Amway ruling, and Jeff Olson is the guy that did it. AdvoCare, a couple other companies caved, and not because they wanted to, because they probably ran out of dough. This guy stayed the course, and thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. We just had a recent sit down. We had 25 attorneys on this case, and we had recently had a dinner with them all, and they were doing toasts and kind of reflecting on the moments. And they said they remembered the moment after we'd sued them and we'd gone back and forth, and we realized that this was, you know, they realized that I wasn't going to back down, that I was going to go all the way to court. And he called everybody together and he said, you guys, we need to get our act together because Jeff's going to go all the way.
Yeah.
And he said the whole room just kind of sat up and said, really? Because they're not used to people going all the way. And, you know, they're used to cases going along and eventually settle. And that got them fired up, quite honestly. They said, hey, we got to get our act together. This guy's going to take it all the way, and we need to make sure we can present the facts. And so, you know, it was a moment in time for them. They're getting all kinds of awards as a law firm right now for this ruling, because it's one of the biggest rulings in the legal world, especially in regards to government overreach, which, you know, that's what you classify this as, is government overreach. But wow. You know, the thing, if I was to say to people, I'm sure you have questions, but there's a couple things people really need to understand to see how this thing works with the government. And when you're ready for that, I'll share it with you.
Yeah, we want to hear it. But, you know, think about his attorneys. God bless them. Because when Jeff won this, they don't get the $23 million bucks back from the government. So they knew that they were betting on him winning, and you know, you start getting nervous, $23 million in legal fees and all this jazz. And that team stuck with you too, and my hat's off to them. I mean, all of you stuck together, and your distributors, my God, I know a ton of them. I know Ron Forrester, and I know Leslie Hawker, and I know a ton of them. And, you know, they've never wavered in their belief of you. And, I just am like really.
Well, you know, when you're sitting, when we're sitting in front of the FTC and going through all the things they wanted us to do, that most of them we could have done and still survived as a company, but most of them have been very damaging for the industry. They said you will not be able, if we end up going to court with each, we end up going legal with each other, you won't survive the collateral damage. And I was kind of like, what does that mean? And, you know, of course I can. And then I found out what that means is, you know, first of all, you know, a lot of your leaders leave and they left. Okay, that I get that. You become radioactive. People don't know if you're telling the truth or not. And so I get that. I don't blame nobody for questioning whether we were telling the truth or not, because you just don't know if there's something, a smoking gun.
Yeah.
Half my executive team left, you know, so you have to, you know, rearrange that. Our bank, Bank of America, who we bank with around the world and did all the merchant processing with, gave us a 90-day notice that we had to leave. So I had 90 days to leave a tier one bank around the world that was my bank and resurface. And so you have to go to tier three or four banks, you know, real low-level banks, high-risk banks, high fees, low service. Had to patch that together in 90 days. And every one of those banks, you got to go and tell them, the reason I'm here is because I'm in a lawsuit with the FTC. The my personal bank, which is Bank of America for almost 40 years, gave me 90 days to leave, and I've never bounced a check in my life, and I've already moved billions of dollars through them. And all of our suppliers don't want to have accounts receivable with a company that the government is saying is a criminal and then put out of business. And so instead of having terms, you have to pay in advance. So that hits. So now you're getting crushed on your fees and on your service and your banking, your merchant processors. You get crushed on your suppliers. Your insurance rates go up tremendously. And then that terrible thing, you live in a social world of Google. So anytime one of our brand partners went out and tried to talk to somebody would Google it. And there it was, front page, because they had absolute ultimate authority saying that we were, you know, it didn't say we were accused of it. They said we were a pyramid. It said we were a pyramid. That's how they operate.
Yeah.
And so the collateral damage is they call it choke point. They actually have a name for it. They call it Operation Choke Point. And what they mean is they will choke you out. You will not go to court. They'll choke you out. And that goes into this next thing to do called guidance. They call it fencing in. And their whole goal is to get people to agree to what like Herbalife did, what Amway did, you know, what like Om Nutrition did, like what happened with Vima, what happened with Avacare. That's fencing in the industry. They're choking people. They're putting this massive pressure on you to make it so it's impossible for you to operate. And in doing so, they're trying to get you to agree to things. You know, one of the things they wanted us to agree to was that we would not pay commissions on any purchases by a distributor. So we could have probably survived that because 80% of our sales were done to customers outside of our business model. They weren't inside of our business model. So we could have survived that. We'd probably shrank our company by 15%. But it would destroy. It would have been terrible for the industry to have taken away the purchases. But they came also back, and they had like 12 things. I could go through them all. They'd blow your mind. But the other big one was, you know, we had to collapse down to two levels. There's just no way I was going to turn my back on my brand partners or distributors who had, you know, put their life on the line and built this company and do that. But that's what they do. They literally choke you to try and get you to agree to things. They call it fencing in to things that aren't the law. They don't go to Congress and try and get the law changed. They like ambiguity. They love that we don't know what to do. They love that.
Yeah.
And so ambiguity gives them power.
We have to take a break. So the break is going to come up. It's only going to be 30 seconds long. We have to thank this guy named Ted Anderson, who's been stupid enough to keep us on the air for all these years on 545 radio stations on his Genesis Communication Network. We love him to death. He's been with us through thick and thin, through COVID, through everything. Just a heck of a guy. And thank you, Ted. So we'll be back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault and the great Jeff Olson.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're back. This is Adrian Chenault with Tom Chenault and Jeff Olson on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We're talking to Jeff Olson, CEO and founder of Niora, who was sued by the FTC, his company was, in 2019 for being an alleged pyramid scheme. And most companies in that scenario have chosen to roll over, not because they didn't want to fight, but because it is so incredibly difficult to fight that battle. And Jeff decided that he wasn't going to do that. And he fought for 4 years. And just about 45 days ago, they ruled in his favor in an incredible landmark case for the network marketing profession.
So many years ago, like in 2005 or 2006, Garrett McGrath was telling me what a guy this guy was. So he said, you got to buy this book. So I bought it. This is like one of the original copies of the book. And I ate it. I mean, you can tell that it's been dropped in the, here's the pages. I had to put them back in. I've kept it forever. It's in my office. I love this book. Maybe he'll sign one for me now that he's been on the show. And he's actually updated it 2 times. But this is an absolute legendary book before he went through all this. And he had made his mark in network marketing. Before he even had trouble with the FTC, he was doing $500 million. He was off to the races, and he was all over the place, and his people were doing it. And they were doing it the right way, but they had to, you know, somebody, they had to make an example of somebody, and I think they made an example of the wrong guy. They thought he would cave like everybody else did, and instead he bowed his neck, and the rest is history. Jeff, back to you, sir. Thank you. You were telling us it's incredible what has happened to you and what you fought through, and amazing.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And for your information, we actually sued them, although we ended up in the defendant position, because we were going back and forth for about 3 years, and we could tell we weren't getting any place. And I told our law firm, start writing the lawsuit, and we worked on it for about 4 weeks, getting it ready. And it was a Tuesday, and I finally made a decision. I think it was November, I can't remember what November 1 was, in 2019, and I said, you just file a lawsuit. And now follow this. This is what you're dealing with when you deal with these people. It's incredible. We had gone back and forth with them in the Chicago court, in the Chicago District of the FTC. That's what we'd been for 3 years, back and forth with them. And the whole court case was listed in the Chicago court. So we sued them in the Chicago court. They sued us that afternoon out of the Jersey court. And they accused us in the lawsuit in Jersey of form shopping, meaning you're shopping, you're forming, you're shopping for a judge that's in your side, when they're the ones that ran away from their district to another district. And then through that whole process, we were able to agree to move it to Dallas, and we went from the plaintiff to the defendant position, and that's how we got there. But it took us 6 months to get through that and spent, I don't know, probably $1 million in just arguing over where this court case was going to be held.
Jeez. I probably listened to every word that you've spoken from every speech that you've done since you won. And what I loved about what you said was you don't have a chip on your shoulder against the state of Texas or the United States of America or anything else. You just, it was a court case. It was you versus them. Some dirty pool was played because they knew for 3 or 4 years that they were wrong, but they continued to press on thinking that you were going to cave. But I'm just going to tell you, that classy attitude and your classy attitude today when you could completely be rubbing stuff in people's faces is absolutely inspiring to me, because that just shows the mark of a classy, integrous human being. And thank you for that, too.
No, I appreciate that, and we're very grateful to the staff that stayed with us and the field that stayed with us and gave us the ability to fight and do this. And so it's great for the industry. I'm just really glad, because I know for me personally, I've been owner in this industry before, I've been the CEO of big company in this industry before, I've been in the field. We're all always looking for, tell us the rules and we'll buy. What are those rules? And we can never get those answers. Because again, they lack the ambiguity. They don't want to go to Congress and get laws. They want to just force us to operate in ambiguity, because that way they can say you're wrong, regardless of circumstances. We now have those rules. We have standard that people in this industry can now start moving the needle their company towards. What a customer model looks like, what a proper business model looks like, what a compliance department looks like. Because this judge in detail explained that, and so I think it's a very healthy time for the industry, especially for those people who want to align themselves properly with it, because you now have this is the most important case law in the history of this industry, by far. It's the most time that a judge has ever spelt out what a model should look like in this industry, and finally we kind of have something we might call a safe haven to operate in, versus the ambiguity we've been operating in for so many decades now. So it's
great. Pour the wine out. So here's what's going to happen now, everybody. We've talked about the case. We'll talk about it a little more in the long segment on the other side of this break. And then we're going to go to, what the heck do we need to do going forward? Because we have got an opportunity to be big. So we're coming back right after this. Stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News. News update. Two Republican presidential candidates reveal their wives suffered miscarriages, Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis, both participating in a conversation in Des Moines sponsored by evangelicals in Iowa. House Speaker Mike Johnson keeping to his word and promising to release more footage from the riot at the Capitol back on January 6th of 2021. 44,000 hours of video will be released in waves over the next few months. In other news, there's a new Fox News poll out of registered voters weighing in on who they would vote for if the election were held today. 40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%. And Green Party candidate Jill Stein getting 4%. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got Jeff Olson with us. Jeff, before we move on to what's happening now and what you're going to do to make sure you keep us all in business for the rest of our lives and maybe get some help from other company owners, big leaders, so the entire army is marching to the right drum of becoming professional network marketers and really never having to deal with this again, because we have a chance on LinkedIn this morning. I mean, that whole profession of white collar worker getting laid off, getting downsized. It's a war out there, and there's a chance for them to look at our profession as legit as a result of what Jeff did if we carry ourselves with integrity in class like Jeff did. So, Jeff, talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Now, it's really interesting how they come together, because the more you look like with the judge rule, you call it in the aura, okay, but I don't want to make it about us, but call it that ruling. The more you look like that, obviously the safer you are as a company. But also, the more you look like that, the more you're in alignment with what's going on. I mean, we all recognize there's two massive movements going on. One is the e-commerce direct-to-consumer model that's moving faster than anything I've ever seen. I come out of traditional retail and marketing before I got in this industry. I did it at a Fortune 100 level. And I've never seen anything move so fast, especially because of the pandemic. And so more customers, you know, our model is a true e-commerce direct-to-consumer model. 80% of our customers never touch our biz op. We never get the social security number. They come through a separate portal, completely separate from our distributors. And so, the judge spoke to that, but that really is what the real world out there looks like. You know, the days of asking people to come from outside the world and into our world and adjust to our vernacular and the way we do things is kind of becoming old. It's more, we have become in alignment as all these different things are coming together. And so, one of the things spoken to is, you know, the legitimacy of an acquisition model, that it was a e-commerce direct to consumer, required no inventory. You go out and get the customer, we ship directly to them, we pay into the compensation plan. Now, they could argue about the compensation plan, but at least we looked like what was going on out there. And that was something big to the judge. You could see that we looked like a traditional business. We didn't look like some game that was being played, okay? And that was 80% of our volume. Another thing, only about 4% of our volume was packs. And that was another thing, is people weren't chasing our comp plan with packs, you know, selling a lot of packs at the end of the month, that type of thing. We didn't really do much of that. And it made us look more like what's going on in the outside world. You could see that get picked up by the judge. But the other thing on the other side, what's really cool is, you're speaking to this whole gig economy is exploding on us. Where they're saying 50, 60 million people in North America alone are looking for secondary income. There's all the statistics. But only about 3% of them, statistic-wise, have come to the direct sales space. And it's because we're asking them to do things they don't do in the gig economy. They don't have fees. They don't have reoccurring fees. They don't have to chase a comp plan and do structure. They don't care about somebody ranking below them so they can get ranked. They just want to come in, sell something, and make some money, and do it when they want to, okay? And that's what, you know, you do, because we don't have any of those fees, okay? And that was another thing, is she could see that people could just come in and out of our model, sell products, and that the vast majority of our sales are people just selling our products. So I operate like the gig economy, not chasing the comp plan, and we were able to show that 95% of people in our comp plan aren't chasing structure. They're just chasing volume, okay? They're not thinking about, I got to have this person at this rank to make that. They're just selling product and some drift over into the network marketing side. And so what I really like is this ruling is really, the more you look like this ruling, the more you're in alignment with where the world's at. Instead of asking the world to come over here and act like us, I believe we need to act more like them. Okay, we got to sell products the way they do. We got to buy products the way they do. We got to operate, with people not expecting them to understand the network marketing vernacular and have to chase ranks of the day. Now, eventually chase a rank, I get that. Okay, but not in your first. You just got in. You're trying to figure out what the heck am I doing? What we know people can do is sell products. And so, what really this I love about this ruling, it would have been terrible if the ruling wasn't in alignment with the world. Right. But the ruling's in alignment with the world, with what's going on in the marketplace, both on how people are buying and both how people are looking to work now. And so it makes it even that much better of a ruling for the industry, because it now not only establishes a safe haven, but it endorses a judge's stamp of approval, a model that is in alignment with where the marketplace is going.
Wow. So today at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, Armand, how do you say his last name? Puyo. And Al Bala got voted onto the board. And it's something that's big for me in my mind, because these are obviously people at the top of companies that are seeing the ANMP and an association that might have some teeth be able to get together and back and help people like Jeff's mission, so Jeff doesn't have to go it alone. And the next guy that they decide to try to pick off, they don't have to go it alone. And Richard Brook, who begged me to say hello to you, he had the audacity to say, man, we've got to get 100 companies to put up $10 million apiece to really, really put some teeth into the fact that we are real. I don't know about those numbers. I can't even multiply what the hell that even adds up to. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It's invigorating for me to see people looking at this profession as something they can be proud of and stand up for. And, Jeff, I think you had a lot to do with people realizing the legitimacy of what we're up to. So thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and we need to do that. You know, we didn't get much support. And I never got mad about that because, you know, we try to, you know, myself and Deborah Heisman go out and speak to the legal people in the industry and different parts of the industry. But you never know if somebody's telling you the truth. You know, you never know if there's a smoking gun. And I can see why people don't want to get in alignment, because what if something came out that we hadn't spoken about? And all of a sudden you were close to us. And the other thing is, everyone's afraid that if I get in alignment with you, then the FTC is going to come after me next. And so we went a solo journey on it. I hope the industry can get to a place where it doesn't do that. I mean, we should be able to, any company gets in the crosshairs of the FTC, to get the facts on the table is going to cost a lot. You get this, when you get the CID, the civil litigation demand, we did 16 rounds of production, 6 million documents. We spent over $3 million with Dr. Vandello, the former head of the Economic Bureau of FTC, one of the top econometricians in the world, who independently went through all of our data and gave that data to the FTC and gave himself to the FTC to go through it all, and they chose to ignore it, okay? But we had that data to show the industry, and we did. But still, people didn't want to associate because they thought there must have been something else going on that we're not telling about. Although we had the former head of the Economic Bureau, the FTC, Dr. Vandello, we spent $3 million, 16 rounds of production, 6 million documents to get there. But I hope now if somebody gets a CID, goes to what we did, which is you got to put everything on the table. I remember the meeting we had. I said, you guys, give them everything. We're not going to hide anything. We have nothing to hide. We did nothing wrong. Okay? And if we did make a mistake, we can most certainly explain it away, because it wasn't done intentionally or wasn't done with disregard. You know, it was just maybe something happened we didn't quite understand. And but that's not how it works. Okay? And so what I'd love to see in this industry is if somebody gets hit, there's CIDs on the table right now. We know that out there in the industry. And there's a lot of people who got the letters in the last couple of years. And so but when somebody ever gets to the point where they lay it on the line and they put all the documentation on the table and they spend the money through an independent analysis like a Dr. Vandello to have it substantiated, I would hope the industry would step in at that point and say, we're going to back you. You know, that didn't happen here. I'm not mad about it. I get it. But I think we could do a better job going forward as an industry in that regard.
I think you're totally right. And, you know, I hope that your case emboldens the profession, that because I think there was a belief maybe for a little while there that these were unwinnable fights, and so everybody was just too scared to wade into the water at all. You've proven that this is a winnable fight, and let's not let it go back to this place of, you know, people feeling like it, you know, that it's just going to have, we're going to roll over and try to make it go away as fast as possible, because I think if we can stand together as a profession, that you know, hopefully gets the FTC to move on, you know, and only go in and pursue situations where there is something really going on that's not right.
Yeah, like, we see these shiny penny things going on in the industry. Go there, those kind of things, you know. The thing is, but we do, this is, makes it so we can, you know, this truly is case law that's good for us, okay? And it does allow people to stand and make that decision. It's not an easy decision to make. When you're in their crosshairs, and I spoke to them, what they do, you know, the talk choke point thing and the threats that go on. I mean, it's just uncomfortable when you sit in front of the commissioners and they pretty much can't stand your guts, okay? And you haven't done anything wrong. But if we as an industry can stand behind each other, we at least now know what we can do to have a model that's legitimate. I mean, we've never had a this is the first time somebody's already gone all the way to court and beat her in court, but got a ruling. She didn't just do the pyramid. I mean, the pyramid thing, you now know what a pyramid is. She upheld the Coscott law. She upheld the two prongs of the Coscott. The FTC was running away from the Coscott thing the whole trial, running away from it, which is, but they've cited it 20-something other times in other cases, but they didn't want her to deal with it here. She upheld it. So that is up there. This is case law now. That it's there. It can't be run away from. So we have safe grounds now. I mean, it was interesting to watch how they tried to avoid things. I mean, one part of the case, they actually turned to the judge and said, we don't know why they keep on bringing up the word primarily. They must have made it up. And then we showed up 20 different times they used it in their cases. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And, she upheld the Taurus one law, something that most people haven't heard about, which is a case law that was really dovetails really well into the Coscott law, case law. But now that all got tied together in one case law, this New York case law, she brought all the different things in. She speaks to Vima, she speaks to all the different ones, and she tied it up in one beautiful bow. And it gives us, you know, it gives us hope. It gives us the fact that you don't have to go through this journey now, because there are, this will be cited. If they go after somebody else from now on, this is what the lawyers are going to be citing, is this case to defend whoever they go after. So that's a good thing. It's the first time we've had that in
all right, we got to take another break. We have had an unbelievable show. There's only a short segment left. Jeff's going to tell us what all of you, your company, all of you need to do to stay 100% in the army called doing things right in this profession. Right after this, stick around. We'll come back in a second.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. That's Adrian Chenault. That's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And, Jeff, I need you to know one of the most publicity-shy, powerful people I know in my life is the great Stuart Johnson. And of all the people that were your fan from beginning to end, it was him. And I just want to shout him out because he never gave up on his belief in you and his friendship with you. And I just wish a lot more of us, including myself, were more like him. Because he never, ever wavered in his support of you. And I think that most companies need to build their well before they're thirsty. Most of us need to do the same thing and just get involved. So when this thing hits, it's horrible that it does, but being ready for it is everything. And Jeff, you did a heck of a job. And you got 5 minutes to tell everybody what the heck they should be doing to just protect this profession and be the best that they can be, supporting their company, supporting their comp plan, supporting the products, supporting the world. How do they do that?
Well, I think it all begins with the quality of product. I know we all believe in our products, but you really got to ask yourself a real simple question. Will your product stand up without a business model attached to it? You know, 80% of our sales are that, okay? We don't have a social security number. They come in through a separate portal. And this was big to the judge, okay? The products, these people are voluntarily buying the products repetitively. We have people been buying them since the day we launched, the same exact product. And never attach to our business model. That's big. Now, I'm not saying your model has to be our model. The key thing here was the product stood on their own. She speaks to the value of the product. And without quality products, I'm not saying people don't have them. I'm just saying, honestly, look at, would your product stand without a business model attached to it? If people are buying the products to satisfy the comp plan, then you got issues, okay? If people are chasing the comp plan with packs, to hit, you know, trying, I'm going to get this person at this rank so I can get this rank and that person there. I get that. I mean, we have to have some kind of structure. There's got to be those things got to be there, okay? Packs are part of life. You go to Costco and you buy packs, okay? But as long as they're buying packs to the legitimacy of discounts and these products are being resold or that type of thing, that's okay. It's when the products aren't being resold, okay? People are buying more inventory than they need. So what I'd ask everybody to do is just look at the facts. I mean, the facts are right in your face. You know, if most of your products are being sold to people who are end users who are not connected to the business model, okay? You know, if you can chase the business model with customers, chase it all you want, okay? But when you start chasing with packs that they're buying more than they need, you got to question that, okay? So those are simple things to look at. I'm not saying some companies is going to make it's going to be a bold decision. They're going to have to make a bold decision. Okay, these are not going to be easy decisions, especially certain models. And a lot of the older models have a more difficult time to adjust, but they can and they will. Okay, but the main thing is you need to be moving the needle towards it. Okay, because if they do show up on your door and you know about this case, you know about this case law, and you weren't trying to move the needle, that doesn't look good. Okay, so that's a very simple thing. Just what are the facts? What are the facts of how people are buying our products? Are they buying them to satisfy consumer demand I think you're trying to look like people buy the products outside this world, e-commerce directed consumer model, okay? And so that's a big thing. A huge thing is compliance. Our compliance department was legit, a compliance department. I'm not saying others aren't. I'm just saying she really saw that. She saw that it was a robust, very, very empowered compliant department, that we went out of our way to educate people about our P&Ps, explain our P's and P's to everybody. We monitored them. We did outside people monitoring. We did monitoring. If somebody did something wrong, we didn't assume they were wrong. We assumed they just didn't understand. We went in, educated them. We didn't just tell them, you don't do it. We said, don't do it. Do it this way, okay? But if they kept doing it the wrong way, then we did something. And she saw that. And we said data after data, month after month, after review of that. And she cites that. She says, hey, how they can't control all those things. Because one of the things that the FTC, they're going after income claims. They're going after product claims. We've won those, okay? They're going after pyramid. We really won that. That was the biggest one here. But they're also going after agency. They don't like independent contractors. They want everybody to be an agent of the company, meaning that we tell them what to do, okay? And so that's why it's important to have a compliant department that's operating that properly. The other thing, they had this thing called means and instrumentation. Means that I had the means to give the brand partners the instruments to go out and do the wrong thing, okay? So if you don't have a bubble compliant department, you have a right to have policy procedures. You have a right to enforce those policy procedures. But if you don't do that, then they're going to start saying that you're letting them, you're operating as agents. You're getting a means and instrumentation to do things. And that was two huge rulings. Those are the five things. It was pyramid, product, income, agency, and means and instrumentations. And those last two were done because we had a legitimate compliance department. So it's not that complicated. Look at the facts of your comp plan. People are following the comp plan. That's as simple as it is. So how are they selling their product? How is the customers buying? What are they doing in alignment with, you know, trying to qualify for the comp plan? Especially, you know, buying a bunch of packs at the end of the month. That's not looking good, okay? And how strong is your compliance department? How legitimately is it enforcing your policy procedures and educating your people about the policy procedures and directing them to do the right thing? Because most of those people, I actually think 90% of people make mistakes. Violated policy procedures, did it by mistake, okay? There's the bad guys. There's always the bad guys, okay? But did it by mistake, and if you just talk to them and say, don't do this, do that, here's how we do it, they'll do the right thing.
We got to get out of here. All right. Eric Ward.
Yeah, you got it.
Week. And I'm telling you, go find Jeff Olson on Facebook. He's got pages everywhere. Follow him, thank him, love him. We owe him. And I'm telling you one thing, he's coming back. And we're going to figure out how to make this even better because he changes life for all of us. Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate you guys. Have a blessed day. Be blessed. Thank you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.